Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and in this screencast, we're going to do a deep dive into the Office 365 Video Portal API. Before we begin, let's look at the developer vision for the Office 365 development. It boils down to both users and data. What do I mean by users? Users want to be able to work with their devices and interact with all of their information using custom applications or some of the applications that have been provided by Microsoft, such as the Office clients as Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint, as well as custom applications that developers build. They want to work with them in a familiar environment with familiar user interfaces. For developers, we want to be able to build custom applications using a multitude of different platforms, from working in a mobile experience to working off a server-side product, something that's working on the desktop, or even just a standard web page. We want to be able to get to all of our data and provide these really good experiences for our users. We're going to first do an introduction on the video portal and then look at how we can use the Office 365 video API. In a quote from 2013 by Gartner projects that by 2016, large companies will stream more than 16 hours of video per worker per month down to their users. This is one of the drivers behind the Office 365 video portal. Microsoft wanted to make it simple, fast, mobile, and secure to be able to easily consume video, share ideas broadly, and make it secure and easy to manage. It's easily consumed the video because it's built on a modern, mobile, everything-in-one-place video destination. We have one place where all our videos are, and a very easy way to be able to view them, either in mobile experiences or web experiences, all using standard web technologies. It's easy to make it to share your ideas broadly. The video portal is a rich and discoverable social video platform that's going to allow you to easily find these videos across multiple devices. It's also very secure. Everything is very scalable, built on top of Office 365's SharePoint Online, and it's all encrypted using Office 365. In addition, it takes advantage of the features of Azure Media Services for the video transcoding and delivery. Some of the key uses for the video portal in Office 365 is for training situations where you could build a bunch of videos to easily distribute to your organization for training purposes. Maybe you have corporate messages like announcements or updates about a current acquisition or updates from the CEO. Also to help you drive community. Maybe there's different campaigns going on within the organization. It's easy to go through and distribute different messages using the video portal for community-based organizations. And then finally, it's also very easy to build very quick and short videos that help people with different frequently asked questions, how-to videos, and other documentation that would help people get their jobs done in a more efficient way. You can get to the video portal by going to your app launcher and selecting video. You'll see that the video tile here is showing up on the second row in the very first section. So when I click on that, it'll take me to the video portal. So here's a video portal, what mine would look like, potentially could look like. We have a different channels and we have different videos. A channel is what you see there listed under popular or home design. From within these different channels, I can group my videos for specific criteria. I can also see a list of all the channels that are available to me by clicking on the channels link in the top menu navigation. Now the video portal is powered by SharePoint Online and Azure Media Services. SharePoint Online takes care of the content storage, the metadata, making it easy to find the content using search, and all the security and compliance requirements around the video portal. Azure Media Services is used for all the video specific stuff, like transcoding the video to different devices and different formats, adaptive streaming so that you don't have to download the entire video before you start watching it. Also for secure delivery and making sure that only the correct people are going to be having access to the content. And also for generating thumbnails for the video to make it easy to get a preview of what the video is going to contain very easily. Now some of the current video portal capabilities include HTML5 mobile playback in the browser. This is going to work on all devices, be it Windows, Android, or iOS. We also have a responsive player and playback page. And we also have an Office 365 iPhone app for the video portal. Everything is built on top of a content deployment network or delivery network, and this is CDN, and that's going to give you better playback performance across geographic locations. You can also have much more granular permissions per channel, such as owners, editors, and viewers groups for each one of the different channels that you create. Related videos is a list that you're going to see when you watch one video and it says you may be interested in these other videos. That's going to be powered by the Office Graph. And then we also have a whole set of REST APIs for Office 365's video portal. These are currently in preview, but there's still a lot of stuff that we can do with them. Some of the future capabilities is the ability to embed videos in other Office 365 locations outside of the video portal. Also creating a responsive design for all video portal pages, a more personalized homepage powered by the Office Graph, a hybrid link to Office 365 video from SharePoint Server 2016, which will be good for on-prem and Office 365 customers that have a hybrid deployment, in addition to a publish to link from Skype for Business to an Office 365 video channel to be able to record videos. In this demo, I want to introduce you to the video portal in Office 365 and show you how to create channels and upload videos. I'm going to first go log in to Office 365 for my test account. This is going to log into my Outlook web app. Now, once that's done, I'm going to go click on the app launcher and I'm going to wait to see the video link. So I'll click on video. This will take me to the video portal for my tenant. Here I can see a bunch of existing videos that are already available within my tenant. I can also see other channels that are available to me. So here I've got channels for Build, Community, and Ignite. I can create a new channel, select green, and then just call it Demo to create a channel. This will go create the channel and allow me to upload videos to this channel. I can easily upload videos by clicking on Upload Videos. And here I can go through and start adding videos and promoting my channel and all of this stuff. So here I could just select videos to upload, find them on my machine, and upload them. Instead of doing it this way though, I want to see how to do some of this stuff using the API. So let me go ahead and we'll move on back to the slides for just a minute and talk a little bit about the API. Now let's take a look at the Office 365 Video API and how we can interact with it as developers. The Office 365 Video API is going to allow us to discover, interact, and interact with videos in the Office 365 video portal. It's going to give us access to the video portal itself, to create and manage channels, as well as see the contents within a channel, and to create and manage videos and to play videos. Now, the Video REST API is currently in preview as of the time of this recording, so some things may change, some things may get added, some things may be removed, but for the most part, what you'll see here in this screencast is the way it's going to end up being. So here's one of the most common operations you're going to do. The first thing you need to do is to find out what the URL is of the video portal for your organization or for your tenant. And the way you're going to do that is go to your tenant in Office 365. So you just do tenant.sharepoint.com/_API and then make a call to the videoservice.discover endpoint. And that's going to give you a link to the video to the video portal for your tenant. From there, maybe you want to work with channels. So for example, to list all the channels that a user can view and edit, you're going to do an HTTP GET and then pass across the endpoint for your video portal and then /_API/video_service/channels. And that's a list of all the channels that you have access to view. However, you can also edit channels and find out what channels you have write access to by going to the Can Edit Channels endpoint. You can get details on a specific endpoint by going to _API/video_service/channels and then pass in the GUID of that channel. You can also get a list of all the videos in a channel by going to _API/video_service/channels, passing in the GUID of a channel, and then saying /videos to see his contents. In this demo, I want to update an existing MVC application to be able to support talking to the Office 365 video API, and then also show how we can get videos back or channels back using our application. What I'm going to do first is I'm going to select our application and add a connected service. I'm going to first register my app, which will again create the app in Azure AD. I'm going to set the properties to it to only support authentication or access to it from HTTPS endpoints. For the users and groups, I'll specify that we can sign in. And for the site's permission, I'm going to go modify the permission to let us create or update items and lists. Create or update items in site collections and update items in site collections. This is because the video portal is actually built on top of SharePoint and uses document libraries to store the videos. I'll go ahead and save our changes, and this will go ahead and add in the NuGet packages for the discovery service and the SharePoint sites service. It'll also add all the references needed for our project. Okay, now that that's done, let's go check our web config and make sure we have all the values that we need. We see here that we have our client ID, our password, our tenant setup, and we have our Azure AD tenant, and it's been added using a key here called tenant ID, and because our code, I think, accesses, looks for it also using AAD tenant ID, we'll just use the same value in both places. It's no big deal. We also are having to point to our tenant ID for our Office 365 tenant. And so for this is my tenant is Acon. So let's look at the code for this. If I come over here and look at my channel controller, I have an index method here. And what this index method does is simply say, go get an access token. And then I pass that access token into a repository object called a video channel repository. This is a password protected or authentication required action inside of our MVC application. When I get this video repository, I'm just going to say get all my channels and return them back, and I can show them on the page. So let's see what this repository looks like. So here's the repository, and here is our video channel repository constructor. I'm passing in our access token, and notice here I'm creating an HTTP client, setting up that we want data to come back as JSON, and we're setting up a consistent authentication, setting up the bearer access token. Here's a list of getting all of the access, all the channels for my video portal. Now in this case here, you saw a Boolean value passed in. Using this, I can specify if I want to see all channels that I have access to or just those that I can edit. And you can see there's two different endpoints that I can choose from. I have underscore API video service can edit channels or all channels. I'm going to then make the request for the channels, as you see here. I'll send the request, get the response back, and then I'm going to use JSON.NET to deserialize that into a strongly typed object. I'll let you explore the code for the sample to see how this deserialization is done. Just simply using a custom class that we've created here called the Video Channel Collection that knows how to serialize and deserialize these objects. I'm then going to come over here and then take all the results that I got back and convert them to my internal video channel object, add them to this collection, and then return them back to the page. I can also get a specific channel by passing in the ID of the channel into the video service slash channels endpoint and do the exact same thing. Now we can also work with videos using the REST API. So we can get details on a video by going to the video portal endpoint slash underscore API slash video service slash channels, passing in the ID of the channel we want to go to, and then passing in videos and the ID of the video that we want details on. We can get videos on the current playback of a video by passing in a get playback URL. And what that will do is that will give me different types or different URLs that I can use to stream the video back to a client. There's two different playback types. I can specify which one I want. I can use pass in a zero for smooth streaming, or I can pass in a 1 for HLS streaming. In this demo, I want to show you how to get a list of all the videos for a specific channel using the Video API. So here I have a controller called Video Controller. If I scroll down here, you'll see that in my index, what I'm doing is I'm going to get an access token from Azure AD. I'm then going to create a video channel repository object passing in my access token. This is using the same method that we used to get channels and such using in the last demo I showed. Here we'll get a list, or we'll get a specific channel that's been passed in as an input parameter into this method. And then I'm going to call a method called getChannelVideos, passing in that channel ID. The view model for this page will have the channel ID, title, and all the videos added to the view. So let's take a look at our repository. Specifically, let's look at our getChannelVideos. Here, our getChannelVideos is pretty straightforward. We're going to create an endpoint that points to the video service slash channels, and we got to look at the ID of a specific channel, so I'm passing in that one value there, and then I'm also passing in the path to the videos. That's going to give me a list of all the videos. Here, I'm going to get all the results back, I'm going to parse them out, and then I'm going to write out all the results into my own custom collection for videos that I'm going to return back to the calling page, to the calling controller. Here I'm going to convert the results that came back from my REST request to the SharePoint Video Portal API, and I'm going to convert it to my own internal object of video objects, and then I'm going to take that, add it to each one to a collection of videos, and hand that back to the caller, which is my video controller. Now, how can we manage videos? Well, the way that this is going to work is you're first going to create a video. Now, when you create a video, all you're really doing is creating a placeholder. There's no file that you're uploading. This is going to create an entry inside of SharePoint Online that where you can actually post the video to. So you're going to create a placeholder, and then you're going to upload the file. You have two ways to upload the file, either using a single upload, which is ideal for small videos that are maybe less than a meg or maybe just 1 or 2 megs large. Or you can upload the video in chunks, and that's going to help you to upload much larger videos and avoid any timeouts that you may run into. So anything bigger than, I'd say, like 3 or 4 megs, you may want to chunk those up into like maybe 1 or 2 meg chunks and start uploading those. You can also then upload or update the video metadata and delete existing videos. In this demo, I want to show you how to upload a video to the video portal using the REST API. So here I've got my video controller, and within my video controller, I have a create method. So this would be the form that I would present to actually upload a video. Here's the actual action that's going to take place of when someone submits a video using an HTTP post. So we see here we have a bunch of properties that are being passed in. Channel ID, title, and description are all being passed in. So just like the previous ones, I'm going to get a reference to my video channel repository and pass in an access token. Now, if a file has been uploaded, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the file and get the file name from it, and then I'm going to also create a binary reader to read in the entire contents of that file. And then I'm going to go to my repository and say upload the video, and passing in my video object. My video object has the file content and it has a file name. So let's see what this does. Now, there's two different ways we can upload videos. We can upload them as one, or we can upload them in chunks. The safer way of doing it is using chunks. So here's what we have to do. I'm first going to go create a new video object. So I'm going to create a new video object by specifying the title, the description, the file name, and then some metadata about the object as well. I'm going to serialize it to a JSON string. And then I'm going to create the video placeholder. So I'm going to create a body for the video and saying, go create a brand new video inside of the video service slash channels, the ID for this channel, and then pass in the videos. But notice I'm not passing in the actual data for the video just yet. I'm going to issue the request, and that's going to give me back a response that's going to give me the URL of where the video should go, or the ID of the video. Now I want to upload the video. What I've done so far is just create a placeholder. I'm going to upload the video in 2 meg chunks, and that's going to make sure we don't have any timeouts. So what this next process is going to do is it's going to use the video, the upload video endpoint. So this is going to look like this. I'm going to say video service channels, pass in the channel ID, pass in the video ID. I'm going to get the file that's referencing this video, and then I'm going to call start upload, and I'm going to pass create an upload, unique upload of a GUID. So I'm going to create some unique upload that I'm going to do. I'm then going to go in and create a reference to this guy to create a response message. So I'm going to start the response and can I continue uploading? What this is going to do is it's going to post asynchronously my request to my video endpoint. Now, I'm going to start uploading everything except for the very last chunk of data. So what this is going to do is I'm going to get the total number of chunks and I'm going to go upload all the files. It's going to check to make sure I can keep uploading and SharePoint hasn't told me that an error happened. So I'm going to read the file in using that stream reader that was passed in. So here's my file reader. I'm going to then go grab all the bytes that can be uploaded. So this is going to grab all of the bytes from the last one that we stopped at plus the next 2 megs. So I'm going to go to the beginning of it and go all the way to the next 2 megs. Here's going to get a slice of the video to upload. So that's getting the whole file. This right here is going to grab just a slice of the bits. I'm then going to upload just a slice of that video. So here's a chunk URL that I'm going to upload. To do that, you see I'm going to have a method here called continue upload for this specific upload ID, and then here's the offset that I want to pass in. So is it the next one or the next one or the next one? The offset is the value I'm passing in right here, which is the file bytes that I've uploaded. So here's how many bytes I've actually uploaded. That's going to go through and upload the file. So here we're going to create a new file content. I'm going to create a response message. I'm going to post asynchronously the URL and the content that I want to upload, which is my slice. Once I've done that, I'll come down and now upload the very last chunk. The only thing that's different about this one is that when I scroll over and look at the endpoint for this one, you'll see it's called finish upload and I'm passing in the same information. And that says now we're done uploading the video. From there, the video portal API will then know how to parse the video, pull out a thumbnail, and then display it for others to see. And so here you've seen some code on how to upload a brand new video to the video portal with the REST API. In this module, we took a look at what the video portal was in Office 365 from an end user perspective. And then we spent some time working with the REST API for the video portal to interact with channels and videos and even upload new videos. Microsoft offers multiple ways to get in touch with them and also to stay up to date on what's going on. One of the things is the Developer Program Watch. What the Developer Program is all about is allowing you to sign up and get email newsletters, free developer subscription to Office 365, which will give you a 1 year free to a Office 365 tenant, free training, free tools, and free webinars that they'll publish on a periodic basis. Using this Developer Program, you'll be able to stay in touch and up to date with all the latest and greatest offers and news and updates coming out of Office 365 and Office development. You can sign up for it at dev.office.com/devprogram. The Office team also provides multiple ways for you to sign up and to stay in touch with what's going on. From the Office 365 network and Yammer, to staying in touch on Twitter using the Office Dev handle, you can also ask questions on Stack Overflow using the tag ms-office. We have multiple podcasts as well. If you go to dev.office.com to sign up for different podcasts, such as the Office 365 Developer Podcasts. In Channel 9, there's a developer show as well, the Office 365 Developer Show that comes out on a weekly basis. You can also find out about a bunch of different quick demos. You can find those at YouTube if you go to aka.ms/0365devsnackdemos. And then finally, do you have feedback for the team? Do you have ideas for new features? Do you have changes that you'd like to see implemented? Submit them on User Voice by going to officespdev.uservoice.com, where you can submit your ideas, and then you can also vote on other people's ideas and provide comments to the team. The engineering team looks at these issues on a periodic basis and a regular periodic basis and triages them to look to improve them and add things to the product going forward. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes of your time to watch this screencast.